This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
How's the attitude today? Good.
Okay, that's good.
We'll see.
I got to sing Pat my song. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday to every girl and boy. We hope this very special day brings you lots of joy. And that special present you get from mom and dad will make this very special day the best you've ever had.
Hey,
Doug! That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
92 years old. Wow.
Almost. Almost. I 77 is...
You know what that is?
Surprised.
That's the new 57.
That's okay. It's okay. Yeah. According to the doctor, I'm very healthy, and of course, I haven't seen him in 5 years, but that was...
You left on a good note.
5 years ago.
That's right.
It's 5 years ago, I was doing pretty good.
Still counts.
I got to have an ailment before I go, okay?
I know a guy in his late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to the doctor.
Never in his life.
Ever.
Broke a leg, said it himself.
For anything.
And he's not giving them a chance to. I got friends who go
they'll
through,
find some.
I got friends who go through the Mayo, yeah. That full thing. You're my age. You go to Mayo, they're gonna find something.
Well, they'll find something.
They'll find something. You're damn right they will.
Yeah.
And I'm still riding with when I had the heart echo test dang, yeah. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and yeah. They said. Terrific,
yeah.
On it and
they wrote it. Out.
Let's see.
Terrific.
So what we can do is we can cross off UCare, Humana, Minsure. We can cross it all that for potential sponsorship of Monday Night Sports.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. No, I'm just saying I know a guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm very satisfied with UCare. They're taking fine care of my wife.
Okay,
but anyway, it's you know what? Not one medicine do I take daily. Not one.
Not
thing.
Even a vitamin?
No. I mean, if I happen to buy one, I might grab one. No, but what I'm saying is not, there's not any medical.
You don't take any pills.
Not any pills that I have
well,
to
you're
take.
Lucky.
That I have to take today.
Yeah.
Even the Whiz one. I have a jug of those, but I maybe
well,
one.
Didn't they,
a week, one every 2 weeks.
They tunneled you out, didn't they?
Huh?
They Roto-Rooted.
Yeah, they Roto-Rooted me. Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Grind
now that I had to go to the doctor then because, yeah. You know.
No, we don't want to go through that again.
But if you can't,
heard about this.
If you can't urinate. You got to go to the doctor.
Yeah,
you got to go to the doctor.
Right.
Then, because you get really fat. If
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, if you can't urinate, yeah. You know.
Oh,
so anyway, yeah, it's great. Who cares? You know, it's fantastic. So what?
You don't take a statin?
Nope. Don't even know what it is.
It supposedly fights the cholesterol buildup.
Oh no, I don't take that. I don't know what my cholesterol. I don't.
You
think
know what
it's
else does?
Bad.
Diet Coke yes. Gets rid of that cholesterol. Boom, right there. Right
that's here, another ladies, amazing yeah. Thing. Most people who drink as much Diet Coke as you do are dead.
that's what they say. Yes, it does. But I counted on it to keep me sharp.
What did Diet Coke take care of? Cholesterol, COVID. What else did it take care of? There was another ailment.
I got COVID, but it didn't. I got a very mild case.
Minimized your symptoms.
Yes, it did minimize my symptoms. So what did you think of your Vikings yesterday? Did you watch them?
Didn't watch a lot of it.
You know what?
Boy,
I have decided that... Even though they have had long periods of I wouldn't say ineptitude, but frustration, they are pretty good in the fourth quarter, generally speaking, which is good enough to win in the NFL these days. And yesterday, the defense showed up and won a game for them for the first time.
Yes.
And they overran this Miami collection. And that's a good sign too. They're 5-1. The Packers are 3-3. They're a cinch to win the division already. So I guess all of our laments about, boy, we wish they'd look better for 60 minutes just isn't the way the NFL has played anymore. So, plus, they're in the B squad division. The NFC is way weaker than the AFC. So.
I never try to miss a Mahomes game. And when Mahomes is playing Buffalo, I really don't miss it.
That was a fun game to watch.
Is it accurate to say that Josh Allen's as good as Mahomes?
He's pretty damn good.
He's getting there. Yeah.
What helped him, too, is his team is better than Kansas City.
I think he has a better team because Kansas City is now paying Mahomes full boat, right?
Right.
And Buffalo is still, he's got him on last year, the first year contract, right? So Buffalo can still supplement him better. Kansas City, for instance, had to let their number one weapon go, that Tyreek Hill, and who went to Miami and got an ungodly amount of money and wishes he hadn't playing with
those guys.
Oof. Explain to me why the Vikings, how did Diggs leave the Vikings?
He was traded.
They traded him. He was not a Cousins fan.
Was he not happy here?
He was not a Cousins fan, and they wasn't sure they were going to pay him the full boat, right?
Right. And then keep in mind, the pick they got
is
Justin Jefferson.
They didn't get a good pick.
Yeah, but Diggs is terrific, and they're quite a tandem. But not many guys have been traded to Buffalo and been happy.
Right? That's true.
But Allen and Diggs are like, you know, companions.
Right.
And I saw this Allen on Wyomania.
Right.
And his first year, Joe, the cheerleaders had a chance to get hit in the head with his passes. He was just throwing them all over the building.
God, is he
but
improved.
But they were right. They whoever drafting him, they thought they could mold him and improve him, and he's terrific.
He is fantastic.
And that AFC championship game is going to be great. And it'll probably be in Buffalo
this
year. It will,
probably.
Yeah. Oh, God, please. If there's a Chiefs, God in heaven, it'll be a
Chiefs
blizzard.
That's the most fun, most fun teams.
Yeah, I said yesterday watching that, if you paid for a ticket for that game, you would have gotten your money's worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Now, having attended the wild card game last January against the Patriots, it was so bitterly cold, I couldn't imagine snow on top of that for a football game. That would have been pretty
tough.
Will
you be driving out there for the AFC Championship?
I may be going for the Vikings game, but yet to be determined.
Well, the Vikings
the
are there,
Buffalo?
But not for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
They home. They got the Commies, right?
Well, they have the bye first,
and then they
host Arizona.
Then they host Arizona, who's their best receiver, just got hurt.
And then
Kyler Murray's vastly overrated.
Then they go to the Comrades.
They're going to be 7-1. The Commies are terrible.
Yeah, they're not good at all.
But they beat the Bears, who are really terrible.
Yeah.
These guys are going to win 12 games, 13 games, and then they're going to
play somebody. What were you saying before the season?
I thought
they were going to win about 8.
9 or 10, I thought. I thought they'd win 9. I thought they'd win the division.
But what's
been winning handily.
No, but this is one of those years where they're going to have the nice regular season. Somebody's going to come in and beat them in the playoffs because they're not solid in both ends, as they say. So, but they're,
what's it say? I said this earlier. I don't know what this says. It says something about the world or baseball or what. We went to a wedding together.
Yes.
Saturday night, Rook's kid. When I got home, I could still watch 6 or 7 innings of a baseball game that started at 3 p.m.
Now, that was 18 innings, right?
It was 18 innings.
Yes. Now, that was, it's memorable. It's unforgettable.
Oh, man.
I felt sorry for those Seattle fans having to sit there knowing that even if they won, they couldn't win this series. Because Houston, that series was lost when the idiot manager brought Robbie Ray in the game one to pitch against a left-hander who'd been terrible for a month to pitch to the right-hander, and they blew that game.
Will the Yankees finish off Cleveland?
I believe so, but we all hope not, right?
I hope not, yeah.
Cleveland, though, is unbelievable, Joe. Their number 9 hitter is the center fielder, Miles Straw, plays every game. Might be one of the worst hitters I've ever seen in my life. I think he has 28 RBIs. He's playing all the time. Cleveland's got this old-time slap-together lineup. Yep. You got Jose Ramirez, who's great. And they got the kid Gonzalez, who's going to be a good player. But they just, and then they got the fat guy playing first base, who's might hit a home run once in a while.
He upset the Yankees ace too with his little home run dance.
Yeah,
he did.
He did
the Sam Cassell.
Rocking the baby.
When he hits a home run, he carries a baby. Carries a baby around the field.
For what point?
I don't know.
Is it his baby?
It's his baby or something. Well, I don't know what.
The way it was
is.
Explained is that when he hit the home run, that meant the pitcher is his baby. Meaning I'm the daddy in that situation.
Well, then why don't they throw at his head?
Well, Cole was asked about this after the game, and he went, "Yeah, it's cute." And I thought, oh, okay.
I thought it was in reference to a kid under his own roof.
No, it's showboating.
Yeah, but it is funny. Francona lets him get away with it.
That's true, because he's pretty old school.
Yeah, he is, but, you know.
He's so old school, unlike our guy. He doesn't run out onto the field every time somebody falls down.
Right? No, you better lay there for about 3 minutes before he's going to wander out there. And whatever he's chewing these days, it's not tobacco. I don't know what he's chewing.
Is he done after this year because of health?
No,
or is he coming back?
Been good this year.
But he is coming back.
Yeah, he did have bad health for 2-3 years. I think he's coming back.
Okay.
They love him, but...
And they got a crowd base that didn't turn out all year.
No, they've been terrible baseball town for a long time. And how about San Diego, though?
That was fun.
That's fun.
I feel bad. I fell asleep on the couch. I missed
no,
the rally.
No, you didn't
I woke
see
up
it.
And they were ahead. They were ahead.
I couldn't stop. I think it ended at what, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it ended. I didn't care. I wanted
crowd
it to keep
was,
going.
San Diego, you know, that's the only team they have.
Right.
They don't have anything else.
People watch from office buildings. And
did you see the video of the celebration?
No.
Guy's got to be 6 blocks away, and he's just recording. He has got a clear shot of view of the stadium. And so you can tell when the last out, because the place just goes, and the sound. Mm-hmm. I tried to find it again. I thought I retweeted it, but
boy,
I didn't. It's
baseball
nuts.
Needs something like that.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they're talking about, somebody said San Diego's the fourth smallest market in baseball. What a bunch of crap that is. It's one of the six largest cities in the United States, six or seven largest cities in the United States.
Who said that?
Well, that's because they don't count. You know, you got the ocean in one direction and Mexico in the other direction and the desert in the other direction. But they make this all San Diego instead, and most of it's in L.A., but hell, all the way up to... You know, San Diego
between
fans.
Between San Diego and L.A. now, it's damn near all filled
yes,
in.
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, it's a huge market. Yeah. And that's it. I'm glad to see the Dodgers gone. You know what's funny, though? I was saying this earlier. Hockey, you know, people are now saying, is it fair that a team that won 111 games has gotten beat?
Yes, it is.
And they, you know, that they had to not play for 5 days. That's now their excuse.
Yeah.
The other team got to play games and they didn't. Oh, really? You get to set your whole pitching, get everybody healthy? But it's okay in hockey when somebody with 84 points upset somebody with 110.
Yeah, pretty soon the Wild will upset somebody.
Why isn't it okay in baseball? I mean, I don't get why it's not okay in baseball. But
our Wild are home again tonight.
Yeah, let's say that. You know what, Joe? I didn't see Saturday's game, but I said on Twitter, they got to tighten her up on the old end. I think, don't you? I think they got to tighten her up on the old end. Don't
you know what
you?
That is? That's analysis.
That's right.
You're pulling a Hall of Fame, multiple Stanley Cup winning goal. I think he's got more than one cup.
Oh yeah, he does.
You're pulling him in the first couple of minutes of the first period.
No, he played the first period. Gave up four.
He did play the whole period.
I think he played the whole period and gave up four.
I didn't see
he let
game.
In a softy.
Gave
Holy
up four man. At the end. Yeah, he. I guess afterwards he was there and says that was bleeping terrible.
Yep.
When he gave up the goal, he's supposed to be a really stand-up guy. But what if he can't play anymore? He's your number one goalie.
Yep. Are they going to have to call up the kid then? Aren't they?
Yeah, the 19-year-old. I don't think so. But they might have to do something.
How's Colorado doing?
I don't know if they're off to a 2-0 start or not.
I'm going reverse cheaters now.
Really? What, you can't read?
I can't see with the cheaters.
Here, I'll pull up the standings.
Try these. These are 350s. If you can't see with those, you got no shot. Those are 350s.
Oh, these are the tickets.
You gotta upgrade, baby. You gotta go up.
I was just looking at the standings. Colorado is 1-1, and they're taking on the 0-2 Wild. I have to upgrade the
what
strength.
Got there, 300s?
Well, I need these to see what I got. What are these?
I don't know.
These are 175.
Well, God almighty.
Yeah.
No wonder you can't see.
You know what? Get some glasses.
Yeah.
There's a place called iBob's.
It's called, Walgreens.
These only cost me like $60.
I'm not paying $60 for cheaters.
Well, don't lose them. Take a nice
I got cheaters in every room. They each cost about $3.
Yeah, and you can't see.
Yeah, I got to get some different cheaters.
Yes, you got.
Yeah, I would say it's a bad investment if they also don't allow you to see.
Yeah, that's right. So, I go for the good ones. They had 400s, but I think they would have given me a headache. But 350s, you can't get a 350 at a Walgreens. They have 325s the peak.
Or did you get 325?
iBob's.
Walgreens has them, but iBob's, 350s.
iBob's?
iBob's. There's a few of them around. There's one, but the one I go to is, I got these the other day, and man, I can see everything.
I'm always doing this.
You know what else? Diet Coke. Cures sight.
You got the perfect vision.
Takes care of cataracts.
How's your hearing?
Good. No problem.
But your wife and I couldn't hear Saturday night.
Now I got my sister-in-law's in town.
Yeah.
She's got the McElroy ears.
She can't hear you.
She can't hear. Katie can't hear.
Right.
Brother Chaz can barely hear. We're watching a movie last night. I'm making comments. They're both sitting there like a couple of schminks. They don't have any. They're watching it, and they're reading the subtitles. They could have been next day Hiroshima, Hiroshima, and they wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah,
They would have said, "Oh, what's
I play I play golf with a guy, and I won't next year until unless he gets a hearing aid.
Yeah,
because you have to yell at him.
It's bad, man. When that goes, I went and got my driver's license renewed, though. And
you told me that.
I tried to watch it. I tried to look with the glasses, and I couldn't. Then I took them off, and I could read. So my eyes are still good, I guess. I don't know. I'm a physical marvel.
You really are. What are you making your Wild debut?
Oh, they got to head off. They got a 4-game homestand to open. Yeah. Right? Who's next? I can't go
Vancouver.
Tonight.
Vancouver.
No, they're Boudreaux. Playing. Boudreaux. They're playing
tonight's
the
Colorado.
Abs.
Oh, Boots is here Wednesday.
Boots is here Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Colorado's here tonight.
Correct.
I wouldn't mind going to see the Boots. Yeah. I like the Boots. Mm-hmm. Boots, you could call him at home.
Yep.
You could call the Boots at home.
Plus, he is a maestro with the F word. I love that knows how to cuss.
Yes. That bit they have about when he comes in and breaks down the boy's first period performance. It was unbelievable. It was classic.
It was art.
It would make Bernsey sounded like a priest compared to.
What do you think Everson sounded like the past two games?
Oh, I don't know if he's that kind of guy, but it's got to be bad. Yeah, he probably
used to
Garen
play.
Might be worse.
Yeah.
Garen once in a while breaks into the locker room and tells them how bleak they are. Yeah. Yeah, he can't be happy.
Oh,
because he is a candid fella. Generally,
well, it was
speaking.
His decision to trade Talbot and keep the flower.
Yeah, because I think they were mad at Talbot because the wife was ripping him on Twitter.
Yeah,
and,
she was doing
and he
that.
He was pouting and
Rogers, but Brady and the flower are looking old.
The reason they brought him in, though, was because Talbot was playing poorly. And
true.
Talbot
that's
played
true.
Better after he got here. So.
That's true.
I don't know.
The talk, of the game yesterday, and your guy Randball nailed it, but everyone was commenting on the appearance of Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. Mm-hmm. And Randball had the best tweet of the day. It says, "Mike McDaniel looks like he is late to meet someone about selling a boat."
God, is he a dummy.
Oh,
he's a dummy.
Do they sell that place out?
Oh, God, no.
Not
how the Vikings had 25,000 fans there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They've always been that way. They were always, and it used to be a lot of a lot of their season ticket holders didn't show up till after Thanksgiving because they lived in New York.
You know what else the Miamis did? They had a little gamesmanship going.
What they tried
to
do?
The Vikings had to sit on the hot side of the field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 86 degrees.
Didn't I tell you who looked good? Za'Darius Smith.
Yes, he did.
Pretty good. He was.
Where is this ballpark, Patrick? The Miami football. It's not. It's not on the side of the Orange Bowl, is it?
It's damn near to Fort Lauderdale.
It's not Joe Robbie, is
no,
it?
No. Oh. Oh, yeah, it's Joe Robbie. But
it is?
Joe Robbie's up. Yeah, it's the same ball. It's the same stadium.
Oh, then it's way up there.
It's the same stadium. Yeah, they haven't gotten a new one yet.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're whining and wanting.
It's in Miami Gardens.
Yes,
whatever
which is
that is.
Damn near Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. But they. They started off good when they had Tua playing quarterback, but poor Teddy is.
Oh, he's cooked.
He's done. Yeah. He's 30 years old going on 52.
Mike McDaniel looks like he's late to move a pile of coke in an episode of Miami Vice. That was another one that was pretty good. Well, he did. He had that Jersey Shore kind of sunglasses look to him during the game yesterday.
And he looks like he's, I mean, his decision, man, he wants to go for it at all times.
Oh, one of these new age, yeah.
Punt! When they ran that fake punt and lost the game, basically, with 5 minutes to go, punt, stop the Vikings, make them punt back, then you can maybe score with 20 seconds to go and win the game. That's the only way you're going to win that game. So, what's with this Joseph, though, and the extra points? He misses about one every other week.
He's
right?
good for that.
What is that?
I don't
kick it well. That's when we miss Zim.
We need Zim to rip apart a kicker.
We need Zim. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Every time I see Daniel Carlson make a 57-yarder, I think of Zim and get myself a chuckle. They gave him two they drafted him, Joe, and they gave him two games, and Zim ran him out, and now he's one of the three or four best kickers in the league with the Vegas, with Oakland, and now Vegas. Yep. So, how about those Golfs? What a butt-kicking.
Not very good, are they?
No, they aren't. I think they're...
lost their quarterback.
Yeah, which is not a, he when he left the game late in the third quarter, he'd completed four passes for 21 yards. Mm-hmm. And
is there any word on his health?
I have not heard anything.
sorry to have that on.
Well, that's a birthday greeting from
I'm
the
getting
man.
Too many birthday greetings. Yeah.
Did you get any gifts?
No.
Okay.
I ran the table. I ran the table. I was trying to think. Nothing. I don't even think I got warmest personal regards.
No.
Well, the DA's got to come through with warmest personal regards.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a little deal yesterday because hers is October 2nd. So we had a cake and candles and a bunch of relatives over. But, nothing. You know, nothing with a bow on it.
At this age, that doesn't happen.
But then again, she got the same thing from me that I got from her.
Right.
Nothing. It's what the hell? If she wants,
we were at the age where we still got to get something.
Yes,
yeah. Right. Well, plus two, you have to not only get the bride something, but you got to get something from the kids too.
That's true.
You got the double duty. Yeah. She ain't my mother. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, has the look of a guy who makes really bad IPAs, but says they taste amazing.
I know. I wouldn't. Know
I
about
love.
That.
I'll have to take another look at this.
Those
guy.
Liners were so good yesterday.
I would not though. You know how popular brew houses are, Joe?
No. How popular?
They've come to Sleepy Eye, Minnesota.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Downtown Sleepy Eye. They have an old theater. Half of it is a brew house, and half of it is a coffee shop.
And an old theater.
And they redid it, and about four or five professional people in town basically wanted to have something downtown, and they ponied up for this remodeling of the
LBD
thing, and it's
I've never been to Sleepy Eye.
It's there's still downtown is not completely abandoned. There's still some stuff downtown.
But I have a memory as a kid where the parents in the neighborhood were telling all the kids, "Watch it. There's a car going around the block, and it's from Sleepy Eye."
Well, how did they know?
I don't know.
Do you know how we got the name?
I don't.
I didn't know either. But we used to have...
Is it Native American?
Before the uprising, and what they call the uprising in 1862, when they bad stuff happened in Mankato and stuff when they, you know, when there was a Indian chief around the area that was friendly to the white folks, and they all got along with each other. And he had a droopy eye, so they couldn't pronounce his name.
Right.
So they just called him Sleepy Eye.
Sleepy Eye.
And they named the town is named after him.
I'll be
so
damned.
That's the way that happens.
Isn't that something? Where is it?
It is, you know, where New Ulm is.
I know where New Ulm is.
It's 14. It's 14 miles
southwest.
Yeah, a little southwest of there.
All right.
But
they're a town ball team, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they made the tournament this year.
The Indians. They're the they've managed to maintain the Indians nickname both for the high school and the and they, but they got the Catholic school in town too, St. Mary's, which still has quite a few.
In Sleepy Eye?
Yeah, same with Sleepy Eye.
They got
Mary's.
A Catholic high school?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Pat, I was trying to find verification, but I believe there is a brewery in Fulda.
Brew house?
No, I believe it's a brewery. Take 16, I believe is what it's called, but I'm trying to find the exact address of it here.
I didn't go into town. I stopped at the cemetery, but I did not go into town to see what was going on Main Street.
Okay.
Last time I was there, it was too depressing.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
A little slow?
A little slow. Well, you know where it could be? It could be in the old Ricey Brothers Furniture Store, which has turned over about 12 times with various...
Does the building still stand?
Yeah, yeah. Good brick, sturdy building, man. Yeah. And it's...
you had kind words for this McCutcheon.
Yes, I like him
a
lot.
The volleyball coach.
I like him a
Hugh
lot.
McCutcheon.
Pat's a big supporter of that operation.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Has he had enough?
I think he thinks there's more to life. He's got two kids. You know, he married a younger woman, and they got a sophomore in high school and an eighth grader, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He's done it here 12, 13 years. Before that, he coached the U.S. women's national team. He coached the U.S. men's national team. International coach from New Zealand. He's a New Zealander. Oh. And he's not going to tell us why he made this decision until after the season. He's going to talk about it. Now he just wants to talk about this team. He's got to do his media session tomorrow. But... I'm not sure what it is, but I think the reason he's announcing it now is November 9th is national signing date, and he doesn't want to be the guy that they say, well, I signed with the Gophers, and I signed with him because he wants the recruits to know that somebody else is going to be the coach.
What's
it's
the
pretty.
Coach?
Oh, man, it's intricate as hell. Oh, there's a lot of strategery. Yeah. I say the great thing about volleyball is there's 75 goal line stands.
Really?
Every point. Yeah. You got to go, why? It's the best sport over there. It's fantastic. It's because it's played. The Big Ten is the best volleyball conference in the country, and it's about 8, 9, 10 teams deep.
Well, the kid of a kid I used to have played volleyball in high school, and I told you, I went to a couple games, and I was – shocked and it's violent.
The way they smack the ball off each other's head.
The kid had the black and blue hip all season.
Yeah, the women's game is fantastic when it's played at the level that the Gophers do.
Yeah.
These are great athletes, but the men's game is vicious.
Yeah,
I was way back 92 Olympics. I was out doing some stuff in California before the Olympics. I'd hung out with Oscar for a couple of days, and there was a...
Who's Oscar?
De La Hoya. And this old Balboa Park in San Diego, right where the old football stadium was, had this old auditorium gymnasium up there in the middle of the park, no air conditioning. And I went down there because there was some Minnesota connection, I don't know what it was, to see the volleyball team, and they hadn't made their final cuts. So there was about 18 of them. And I was in this gym, and it had to be 98 degrees in there, and these guys, no shirts on, you know. Just
killing each
banging
other.
Banging the crap. And they're all 6'5". You know, they're like your grandson. What's he, 6'5"?
At least.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like monstrous guys and just smacking. And that was 30 years ago. I can't imagine what it is like now, how vicious it is. And, you know, it's an incredibly athletic sport.
We're on a beach. You,
he's married to a volleyball player.
Yep.
Well, she had to be a feisty little setter.
She was,
something.
Yeah, she was a back ender.
Libero, yeah, right. Libero, before they called them liberos.
Sure.
Defensive specialist.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, spiking is not her forte. She can't get up there.
Well, you got to be
Well, she ain't
be
that
tall.
Big.
No.
That's the point. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there, Pat, now remind me, because I remember us talking about it during the highly successful ride with Royce. What was the situation with Hugh's family?
Well, he married Liz Bachman, Liz the Wiz.
Okay.
Great player in Lakeville, I believe.
Okay.
Went to UCLA. She was, when he was coaching the men's team,
yep.
He met her and they ended up getting married 3 years later or something.
And they were traveling.
And at the 2012 Olympics.
That's what it was.
He was coaching the women's team. And her father got killed. Remember the crazy Japanese
yes.
guy that stabbed?
Yes.
That was her
the
father.
Guy that
okay.
ran, the guy that ran Bachman's
yes.
flowers.
Yes.
That's her father.
I'll be damned.
That's her father. And she, at that point, he was coaching the national team. And I think they were living in Colorado. And she wanted to be home with mom.
Okay.
So because he kept going through the trauma. And he called up. The Gophers were looking for a coach, and he got a hold of Maturi and said, you know, somebody got a hold of Maturi and said, you can have Hugh McCutcheon if you want him.
Wow.
So he came here because of his
Wow, so that was 10
wife.
Years ago already?
Yeah, 2012, right.
Wow. And it was just a crazed guy. There was no
Yeah, crazed Japanese guy,
it.
Nothing. They
just completely
just,
random.
Just the worst luck of the draw that yeah. anybody's ever had. And I think, is it Paul? I can't remember. Supposed to be a great guy. I mean, not that it, you know, you shouldn't get stabbed to death even if you're not a great
what
guy.
What if you're the bad guy?
Yeah, but God, and then the guy went and jumped off. They were at some site, and the guy that did it after he did it just ran over and jumped to his death.
Oh. I think he had issues.
After he killed him. Yeah, it was brutal though. So.
I just remember it being tragic, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
That's how he ended up here. He's
okay.
You know, he's a first-class guy, that's for sure, from everything. You know, I mean, everything you know. And I'm sure it was a tough decision for him to
sure.
announce it in the middle of the season. But and now, there'll be people mad at him because he'll think it'll scare off recruits and maybe cause transfers. But if you're going to quit, there's, you know, no good time to do it, really. So I don't know what it's all about. But you know who thinks he's the greatest? Rocco.
Really?
Yeah, Rocco used to be a volleyball player, but he loves the McCutcheon approach to running a team of younger people, you know, because he's a first-class guy. Doesn't draw a lot of attention to himself.
No, he
doesn't
does not.
Run down to the other end of the field when they change sides. You know, they change sides in volleyball, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't run down there.
No, he doesn't.
I know our guy didn't do much running. So did he? When in that game when they're getting their ass kicked, does he still run from one end to the
other? That's because I was listening to.
I wonder if he kind
of
walked.
I was listening to a fair amount of it on the radio. I didn't get to see much of it on TV, but I didn't see the sprint at all. But I got to imagine maybe if you're getting drilled the way they mm-hmm. were, and keep this in mind, they basically got the opening second half kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's really bad.
It was
well the yards in this game, Joe. 472 to 180.
Mm-hmm.
That's not 26
that's
to 14.
That's an arse kicking.
That's not 26 to 14. That's 42 to 7.
You know, I got a note from a kid I used to have, mm-hmm. and this won't surprise you, but it shows you the demise of the American newspaper. The Chicago Tribune used AP on that game.
Well,
they didn't send anybody.
Did not send our beat writer to Illinois, the Star Tribune.
I thought
they did it. They did it,
but you had a Star Tribune byline.
Yeah, but not with a date. But not with a Dateline. I don't believe.
Even the Pioneer Press sent it.
Yeah, they did. Down at the bottom, we're now putting. We did not send. They've a big
really?
Travel budget cuts over there.
But
yeah.
That's your state school. You're
yes.
having a good year for the first time in forever, mm-hmm. and they take
You should at least have some. What they're doing now, the Zoom era sort of created this, do we really have to be there attitude?
Yeah, yeah.
And And so they, you kind of finesse a story somehow from here. And I think I've, what the guy, the beat guy told me is he had to pick one game not to go to save money. So
I went to a game at Illinois. We flew on the Star Tribune's jet. Sid,
it wasn't a jet, though. It was a proper, wasn't it?
No, Star Tribune had a Lear.
No, I went with the St. Paul paper. We had a proper.
Okay, but the point is, you not only had your plane, but the plane was full of reporters and photographers.
Photographers, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a little different, to say the least. But what was I going to tell you? I saw Paul Robnik from the head of the Gophers SID sent out a tweet saying, "Thank you to the St. Paul Pioneer Press and Channel 9 for being the only two media outlets from
really?
The Twin Cities that covered the game." So that were at the game. So it was shocking to those of us who worked there. But
can you imagine the kind of coverage the Gophers got when they were the only game in town?
Well, the boys used to take the train out to Seattle.
Yes.
You know, it was the hard drinking.
Yep.
Members of the Gophers media. Yep. That saved lives in Missoula, Montana. Because on the way home, the hotel they were staying in, an old wooden hotel in Missoula, Montana, started a fire.
Yep.
And three drunks were stumbling home from the nearby bar who worked for the papers. I think Halsey was one of them. And woke everybody up and got them out. Nobody died.
Thanks to our drunks.
But they took a train to Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a 5-day trip back and forth. When the peach was the peach, and this is still the case, it was starting to fade by the mid-60s. But in the 50s, and it once became a major league town, it kind of faded. But in the 50s, they covered all Big Ten games.
With staff.
Yes, with staff members would go to Purdue and Iowa and, you know, 10 teams.
Sure.
One of the, Dick Cullum, rarely saw the Gophers because he'd be Purdue at Illinois or something. We covered all, but the St. Paul, the Minneapolis paper, now if it got late in the season and two terrible teams were playing, they might not go, but they covered all the Big Ten games. And
you don't remember the peach, you're too young. Mm-mm. The Sunday sports section was peach colored.
Oh,
I don't know
and
why.
And St. Paul was green or something, kind of a green. But, it was peach.
They to distinguish that, itself from the rest of the paper?
Yeah, and they had Reach for the Peach was the thing. And,
sell
papers. But the Des Moines paper had that, too.
Yeah.
Those are the two papers
they
owned.
Well, they were the same ownership.
And Great Falls Tribune, those were the three they owned. It's not the same. That's for damn sure.
There's a guy now, Pat, and I was going to text this to you, that, speaking of Iowa, he mimics Iowa offensive coordinator. What's Ferentz's kid's name?
Brian Ferentz.
So they'll have, and I'm just using this, Kirk Cousins overthrows a guy by 20 yards, and then they'll have the fake Brian Ferentz going, "Ooh, that's a good one." So it's all these terrible plays that happen in football, and then it pans to a guy playing Brian Ferentz saying, "Ooh, I got to take a note of that play," or a guy losing 6 yards on a run. "Ooh, I got to take a note of that one." It's very, very funny. I forgot to send it to you when I saw it over the weekend.
What? As bad as the Gophers looked, as physically dominated as they were, they got Iowa coming to town. That's going to be a 12-9 game.
Oh, it's going to be
Iowa's offense is god awful, but they're not going to beat them 40-7 like we thought they were going to three weeks ago. Yeah, they're not physical at all. So, anyway,
all right.
let's see. Is there anything else that's really important?
Wild, Gophers.
Yankees, Cleveland tonight.
Joe got offended. Not offended, but defensive when I asked him, after revisiting downtown St. Paul, where the Pioneer Press building used to be, if there had been a parking ramp built in downtown St. Paul since the Korean War.
The answer is yes.
But not many of them.
Not many.
The one across, of course, the victory ramp was my favorite, but I figured it would be full because of the hockey game. So I parked at the one across from where the old Pioneer Press building used to be.
Yeah.
That one's a little funky, too.
Well, we were worried about you because it took you a while to go get the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was... I walked in.
Were you accosted?
No, I was fine. I look poor. That's yeah. one advantage I have.
And slow.
They look. I'm slow.
Yep.
They look at me and they say,
"That's not worth our time."
They don't know I carry like $400 cash everywhere I go. Yeah. You know, it would be worth their while to mug me, but they don't think that. I give them the bad look. Yeah.
And what we learned earlier in the broadcast today, Pat? Joe eyeballed the old buildings. Thinking, I wonder if my dictionary's still up there.
Pat, on the 6th and 7th floor, you can see stuff on the windowsills that's still from the paper.
Is that right?
Now it's called the press house.
What does that mean?
It's a restricted income apartment living.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Restricted income means your people are broke.
A certain income, you pay a certain rate. That next income level, you pay a certain rate.
Well, how do they make apartments out of that place, though? Did they just build a big wall?
It's just an 8-story building that you put up some room dividers in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is the
there's not a lot of toilets in there though. They had to spend some for the
one
money.
One on every floor.
They had to spend some money to put.
If you get an apartment,
you should get your own toilet. I've always felt.
Yeah.
I want to live somewhere with my own toilet.
Yeah, I agree. You don't want the central hall thing.
No, I don't want that. No.
Like you're going to a football game. Everyone share the same bathroom.
Maybe they got a trough up there. I don't know.
Was the same security guard there that informed you that you're not here anymore?
No, that was across the river.
Oh. They've been out of that building.
In the Comcast building.
Oh, okay. You've been out of that building for 15 years, right?
Oh, no.
12?
Hell no. We've only... Which one?
The press house?
Oh, press house? Oh, at least 12 years.
Yeah.
You're not here anymore.
But then we went to the new place in the Comcast building.
I don't know why we ever left the old place. There's nothing wrong with that one. The one right around the corner from the house. Plus, you had Luigi's right across the street. Right. What the hell?
Then I went to the new place, and I said, well, as long as I'm here, I'm going to go upstairs and get my dictionary. The guy said, you're not here anymore.
Have you found the place?
No.
You don't know where it is yet.
I think it's on Water Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be one or two people there that just run the computers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Everything else is done.
You're not here anymore.
Well, I got a hunch owner Taylor would like to get rid of a couple of his floors since nobody comes into the office anymore. Well, I have discovered that newspaper people will take advantage if you give them the opportunity to come to work.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody there. What the hell?
We don't even have a place to say nobody's there.
Come to work.
I'd like to say nobody's here, but there's no here.
Don't invite people to come to work. Tell them if you don't come to work, you're not getting paid.
Right.
Yeah, the days of Sid trekking you down at a beer party are over.
I would have been perfect.
Yeah, you would.
I could have worked from home. I could have worked from the beer pasture. You can get cell phone. You can work from the beer pasture.
Oh, my God.
There's no. We don't even have a here.
No. Well, we're... but you covered the Gophers in Illinois. So
yes, we did.
What the hell? You never know.
Not with a photographer, though.
Mm.
Don't think we had a photographer.
No. I think we sent two people and a photographer to Miami.
Is this your photographer?
Is that... What's the name say on the photo?
Well, this photo is not credited.
Must be credited down there.
See, this is why you need the upgrade and cheaters.
Carlos Gonzalez?
Yeah, he's our guy. Yeah. He's our guy. He's one of our aces. So we sent three people to the Vikings game, but nobody to the...
You sent Suhan.
Suhan went and beat writer.
You sent Gosling.
Ben, former Pioneer Press guy.
Gosling.
Well, who's
Gosling.
The third? Oh, the photographer. Gosling.
The great Carlos
one
Gonzalez.
One hotel room, though.
Did you see Levinsky? I asked you about that. Did you see Levinsky's photo of... Foligno getting punched by Ryan Reeves in our paper on Friday morning.
I didn't see it.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Because he was right here, and he got, you know, Foligno's face is right here getting punched.
I did see it.
By that. Great photo. He's great. That guy's terrific. So, but anyway.
All right.
That's
Happy
enough.
Birthday. That's enough.
I'm on Lori and Julia at 3 o'clock with only Lori. No, with only Julia.
Lori or Julia is the show.
Julia, Lori or Julia, we used to call it.
Julia would be the short one?
Yes.
She's the short one.
Yep. Long Lori.
Recently married, allowing me to ask, still married? Yeah. Every time I run into it, been married 6 weeks. Yeah.
Still, that's a long time.
Still hanging in there. Yeah. You know?
Has she not laughed yet, maybe?
Oh, I don't think she takes it terribly personally.
No, she won't at all. She's a good sport.
All right.
We'll see you.
Goodbye. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.